In India, relief efforts are getting underway as survivors identify and bury the dead. Reporter Laura Womack is in the city of Madras, or Chennai, on the coast in southeastern India.
I've spent the afternoon at a relief center here in town. It was giving food and water to the victims in the local area here, but they've also been a focal point for individual efforts. The individual employees of a domestic airline had pitched in and brought down anything they could think of, from shoes and clothes and bedding and beds themselves, to give to the poor people. In addition, a local hospital has set up medical stations to treat victims around the state, and a doctor told me that even in one lightly affected area, that they had already treated 1,800 people for the relatively minor problems of broken bones and stomach aches, that sort of thing. He was worried, though, that people have been developing respiratory problems after taking salt water into their lungs. They're hoping that very soon the international aid agencies will help them out.
Laura, when you walk around the city of Chennai, how great is the damage? How many buildings have been affected? Is there still water in the streets? What does it look like?
The water has receded across a very broad beach, but it's left the poor fishing community devastated. I spoke with one gentleman who was quite upset. He was only a part-time fisherman, earning the equivalent of about $2.50 a day. He's worried that the fishing boats don't have any nets, they don't have motors. There are fishing boats strewn along the very broad beach here, so it's definitely an unpleasant situation for them, to say the least.
Where you are in India now is one of the places where we've been seeing just horrifying images of parents, mothers, fathers grieving at mass grave sites, just tremendous numbers of children who've been killed.
Yes, the UNICEF has been very concerned about the number of children who have been affected by this tragedy. Their estimate puts it at a minimum of one-third of the victims are children. Possibly even half of the victims are children. Not only does the tsunami itself have a major effect on the population of children, but the children are most susceptible to disease and malnutrition due to a lack of a secure food and water supply. So the children are very much at risk, and not only from the disaster that's already passed, but to the aftermath as well.
Laura, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Melissa.
Reporter Laura Womack talking with us from Madras, or Chennai. That's the capital of the southeastern Indian state of Tamil Nadu.